You may have noticed some new artwork this summer in Garden City. These are outdoor sculptures, which are located in the Pocket neighborhood on North Adams Street, and they depict the history of Garden City. The project was in collaboration with Neighborhood Works Boise, which is a national nonprofit organization whose mission is to lead in creating innovative housing solutions that contribute to building stronger communities. Joining me in studio today to talk more about this is Joe Perdue with the Neighborhood Works Boise and the local artist who did the project, Susan Madassi. Welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. It is so good to have both of you here.
Great to be here.
And Joe, I want to start with you. I gave a quick little overview of Neighborhood Works Boise, but dive a little bit deeper. Tell me what it is and really why this nonprofit was created.
Right. Originally, the company was started in 1982 with Paint the Town.
Oh,
and
okay.
And Rake Up Boise came after that. So that's the two, I guess, entities of what our company's most well known for. But we do a lot of rental properties that we have that for low income refugees. We do lending, financial counseling. And so the big part that I'm involved in is about 5 years ago, our organization started developing, buying land, developing property in Garden City and in Boise, doing pocket neighborhoods. And so I was hired to come in and reorganize the home building land development portion. And so we've just been building away in Garden City. We're on our fourth development in Garden City, working on a fifth one, and getting ready to start a development building in Boise.
Oh, really?
As well, so.
And for people who aren't familiar when we say pocket neighborhoods, the area that I'm the most familiar with is that pocket neighborhood on Adams Street.
Yes.
And because what you've done is you've made beautiful homes, but quite a bit smaller homes. And the reason being is that you can put more homes on a parcel of land, correct? And
right.
More affordable homes.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. The main point of that is to have affordable housing. So affordable housing is kind of considered $220,000 and below.
Mm-hmm.
And so with the price of land and developing, you know, removing existing homes or trailer homes that are on a property and developing it into a subdivision where you can get X amount of homes per acre, it's just been a process of cleaning up, reorganizing, and making it a energy efficient mm-hmm. home that's affordable for people.
And Susan, bring me into how you got involved with this, because you have these beautiful outdoor sculptures in the pocket neighborhood of mm-hmm. Adams Street, and it really depicts, first off, the history of Garden City. But were you approached to make this outdoor sculpture?
Yes. I believe, who was the contact?
Sherry McKibben, our architect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Yep. So she contacted me, and she had heard about me through someone else, and I guess through word of mouth, and she put me in contact with Joe. And they're looking for, as part of their budget, they budget in
artwork
into their projects. So they contacted me. I've been in Garden City for about 4 years and have a studio down there, and I'm in the Live, Work, Create district. So that kind of fits really well mm-hmm. within mm-hmm. the vision of what's going on in Garden City. So I guess it just kind of made sense that they would contact a local mm-hmm. artist to work with to create work for their neighborhoods.
Well, and what I think is interesting, when you say that you've been in Garden City for 4 years, mm-hmm. you actually grew up.
I did.
In the area. So so it's not like all of a sudden you've only been in Garden City for 4 years.
Correct.
I mean, you went to
I went to Mountain View.
Mountain View Elementary. You went to Fairmont Middle School.
Capital High. Yeah. Graduated from Boise State. Yes.
So you have a long history. And so when you created this artwork, you were very mindful of the Chinese history mm-hmm. in Garden City. Why was that important for you?
Because I feel that it's important to my background is in traditional arts and blacksmithing, and so traditional arts are important to me. And I think that it's important to celebrate people that were here before us and help create that. The city mm-hmm. Back in the late 1800s, they came here for mining, and they created a lot of gardens and whatnot, and Yeah, it just felt like it was important to honor their contribution to the city.
And we will put the pictures of those sculptures up on our website for mm-hmm. people to actually view them. It's a little hard with radio to
sure,
have people see them right now.
Yeah.
But Joe, why was it important to actually put within the budget of a Pocket neighborhood outdoor sculptures, outdoor artwork?
Well, that was before my time, but I believe through the city of Garden City, they had that as a requirement for our development. So we had different requirements as far as a developer to do different features in the subdivision that would enhance features.
And is that on all of the Pocket neighborhoods?
We have a second one on 36th Street, our 36 Oak subdivision, that will also have Susan's artwork in it as well.
And talk to me a little bit more about the work you're doing, Susan, because you also have a project in Nampa that you're working on.
That one is actually finished. That is at the new hospital, the new St. Al's off of Garrity. And that is a 20-foot by 16-foot feature wall as you walk into the new as the information area.
Like the lobby area.
The lobby area, correct, yeah.
And then you're working on the one on 36th Street.
Yes.
So what do you have? Where are you in that process?
Those are finished and they're to be installed. We're waiting
waiting for the last bit of concrete to go in mm-hmm. the common areas and then landscaping so they don't get destroyed with landscapers.
Right.
So. And what is this depicting? Was there anything in particular with this piece of art?
Yes. And those are also kind of in honor of the history of the Chinese in Garden City. And so I chose to, again, going back to referencing traditional arts, they had this... they have a craft that they made paper,
right.
Invented paper, and so they started cutting out butterflies and hanging them inside in windows and doorways, and it symbolized luck and it was like a welcoming kind of thing. So I used those traditional butterfly forms and used them and cut them out and put them into branches that I forged out of steel. And there's also sort of like a kind of a modified wind form as well, also in the branches.
Wow. I'm speaking with Joe Perdue with Neighborhood Works Boise and local artist who did the project on Adams Street, but also a project on 36th Street, Susan Madassi, these outdoor sculptures. Susan, talk to me a little bit about the work you're doing with the city of McCall.
Okay, yeah, that's a really neat project. That is that involves the bridge, the new Lardo Bridge that they replaced in 2015. And the city worked and applied for a grant through for the NEA, the National Endowment for the Arts, and it was a grant that they received. I believe it was a $50,000 grant mm-hmm. to put hire an artist to design and create artwork for the bridge, and it was an Art Town grant.
So how does that work when you're working with like a bridge versus mm-hmm. A standalone sculpture?
Right. Well, I've gone out there and done a lot, taken a lot of photographs and done some measurements, and also worked with the city and gotten the plans for the structural part of the bridge. The bridge was. The city worked with the Idaho Transportation Department to design the bridge in a way that artwork could be placed on the bridge. So there's already structural elements in some columns on the bridge that the artwork will get placed onto.
And that's got to be important for the city of McCall to have. I mean, it sounds like it will really be just a focal piece as
yes,
well.
Yes, yeah. And that was the intention. They want the, there's a bike path there. The sidewalks are nice and wide for pedestrians. There's also a lookout. They want it to be, it's right next to the Rotary Park. They want it to be, part of... a place to draw the community mm-hmm. to hang out .
And Joe, what's it like from your standpoint to have these pieces of art in these pocket neighborhoods, especially when you build these these neighborhoods, you know, you are focusing on people who can for affordable housing, things like that. And in the past, one of the things that was missing was, you know, you never saw artwork in these projects, in these developments. But it does that help with bringing the community together when you in a way, like you're saying, you're important too, and here's artwork?
Oh, right. Yeah, I think it definitely adds a different element, especially the metal ornamental artwork that Susan does really adds another element to the development that you just don't see.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, artwork kind of creates a sense of place and it kind of turns a neighborhood and a community, instead of making it sort of one of those, you know, anywhere USA places, it makes it something unique. Artwork is it a unique characteristic that gives, you know, aesthetic cues of beauty and you know, could reflect history or just.
And how important is it to you, Susan, to know that, you know, this art that you're doing is being placed in these neighborhoods where, you know, before there was nothing like that?
Right. Yeah. I think it's important because
it's an important thing to have, do you think, for people who normally wouldn't have been able to. It opens up, as you said, it opens up people to being able to view art maybe in a way that they couldn't have before.
Yeah. And a lot of people, for example, the artwork at the new Nampa Hospital, a lot of folks that would never walk into an art gallery, an art museum, it's just there and it's there. It's offered to them. And they get to be exposed to it and see it and hopefully gather some kind of joy from it and something that might intrigue them and spark some kind of a thought or curiosity or, you know, get them to think and
and to appreciate art.
Sure. Yeah. Yes.
Well, I want to thank both of you for coming in today. My guest today, Joe Perdue with Neighborhood Works Boise, and local artist Susan Madassi.